I don't know if you get any doubt. You know, I think you get to a point where it's hard to get here. And once you get in, then you know, you just say, hey, I got to win it all. So I don't think we had any doubt that we couldn't get here at all. One thing we did, you know, do is we believed. We believed that, you know, no one could stop us. I mean, it started in March. And now the crazy part about it is once we got to training camp, I think guys really believed in it. You know, we started putting Super Bowl everywhere. And now we can say we're in it.
What has Mike's message been this week, and how
do you want to approach this offense? It's another game. You know, he said, "Don't worry about the Super Bowl. We're going to beat the Steelers," and that's our mindset. You know, because once it's all said and done, and the game is over, and the confetti start falling, and you know you won it, then that's when you say you won the Super Bowl. But right now, we're just our mind focus is to beat the Steelers.
Donna, what's these next couple? The best way to attack their defense?
You know, they got a great defense. You know, we haven't watched them yet. You know, we won't start until sometime this week. But they do have a good defense. Watch them over this season. You know, our biggest thing is that it's not about them, it's about us. And we got to go out there and take care of our business. And if we play the way we've been playing all season long, especially the last five games of the season, that tells you. You know, that tells you what we can do. And we got to play our style of football. You know, we know that no one can beat us but ourselves. I mean, that's been a proven fact all season long. You know, the games we lost because of us, not because of someone just beat us. So that's another thing that we got to focus on to make sure that we don't turn the ball over. And we go out there and play smart, sound, and discipline.
How would you describe Aaron's performance?
The best. You know, the best I've seen him play in his 3 years as a starting quarterback. And you know, he's excited about this opportunity. You know, it's third year as a starter, and you go into the bowl. You know, you don't normally you don't get that gift. You know, I've been in this league a long time, and it just took me 12 years to get here. So, I'm happy for him. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game, if not right now the best quarterback in the game, and that's a proven fact. And I don't think anyone can take that from him. You know, a lot of people probably doubted him, but you can't doubt him anymore because we're in.
Donald, what's this morning been like for you, taking care of friends and family the next couple of days? Taking care of those guys, get them situated with tickets and stuff.
You know, I haven't even done anything. You know, it's just I think I'm still, you know, I think it's still one of those things you're dreaming about it. You know, that you're in. You know, and you know, woke up this morning and gave my wife and kids a kiss before they headed back to Dallas, and it was just crazy. 'Cause my wife said, "Babe, we're in the Super Bowl," and I'm like, "Babe, it hasn't hit me yet." And I know the whole thing will hit me within the next couple of days. You know, I think that's when you start really feeling it. Once you start getting down to Dallas and you start seeing all the different activities and things going on, then that's when it'll really hit you. And I, you know, and the family is all excited. I know that, but it hasn't really hit me yet.
Well, you guys talked a lot, like you said, in the preseason or in the training camp about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys wore cowboy hats to a lunch.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that maybe you're not surprised that you're there, but you're maybe surprised by the journey you guys took to get there?
Well, you know, I think I don't know if you get surprised by so many things. You know, I think you face a lot of things when you're going through the season. You know, we face a lot of adversity. And our young guys was able to step up and fill the shoes of our veteran guys getting hurt and some of our young guys getting hurt. And you know, you don't get surprised by it. You know, I think it's just one of those things that happens. You don't expect it to happen, but when it do happen, the guys got to step up and play. And once that started happening throughout the year, you know, we knew that we still had a chance to get in. And that was the crazy part. You know, you go through a year, you're like, okay, we lose this game, we win this game, lose that game. Then you just start bouncing back and realizing that you can't do it. And we got to the point where they told us that we had to win the last two games to get in, and everybody put it on their shoulders. Everybody had to look themselves in the mirror and say, you have to do your job better if you want to get here. And once we got in, we told nobody, you didn't want to see us.
Donald, stepping off that, you said yesterday you're a hot team.
Yeah.
How important has that been, and can you sustain that over a two-week stretch now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you can. I think you got to get to a point, you still just play your style of football. You know, that's what we have to do right now. We can't change anything. You know, we have to look at this as just another game. Even though the big trophy is to bring the Vince Lombardi trophy back home. You know, that's the goal. But, you know, you still got to go out there and play football. And regardless, you can talk all the talk you wanted to talk, but you still got to play the game. And right now, we know we still have to play a game against a great team that's been there before, that knows the experience, that won it. We want to win it now, you know, and that's our goal.
Now, you mentioned the injuries. What about the job that Ted Thompson's done in terms of building this team, plugging some holes, getting some guys, and, you know, in fact, in terms of dealing with the injuries, what about the overall job that he's done as you now advance to the Super Bowl?
You know, I've been knowing Ted for a long time, and Ted has always been a mind focus that he's always going to build the team and build what's best for this team. And he's done a great job at it. You know, when so many people was probably wondering why he didn't go out and get this guy, that guy, that wasn't his mindset. His mindset is that he can build within this locker room. And that shows you what type of character he has, the trust in the players that's already here, that they can build, we can build this team. And I take my hat off to him, because normally you think a GM would have to go out and grab players to make this team better, and he didn't believe in that. He believed that the people that he got in his locker room, free agents, the draft picks, he knew that those guys would be able to step up and fill the shoes of our injury guys, and they did. And you have to take your hat off to him, because not too many people, you know, would have did what he's done. And a lot of guys would have been, you know, taking the criticism, went out there and jumped over that broomstick, but he decided to stay behind that broomstick and let everything work in his favor.
Donald, as you're getting older as a player, though, and he's doing the draft and develop approach,
mm-hmm.
is there any part of you that, you know, maybe not sharing with us, but you're thinking, boy, I wish he'd add a couple of veterans, too, because my time is getting shorter by the year? And does that maybe say how...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm just saying that maybe say how impressed you are by what he did, because I'm guessing that had to be in the back of your head somewhere.
You know, I think you get to a point where you can't worry about what goes on upstairs. You only can, you know, worry about your job. And that's what I've done over my career. I always worry about myself and can't worry about what he's done. But I have seen what he's done over his career, and I think it's tremendous. You know, I mean, if you go back and look at all the things, you know, certain guys he brought in, certain guys he let go, and these guys go to other teams and play for other teams, and you go, wow, you know, why we didn't keep him, why we let him go. But in all respect, Ted made the best decision for this organization, and that's what you have to live with. You can't, you know, we don't have any pool. You know, the players, we just play the game. And the players that come in, we ask that they come in and help us win, and that's what these players did.
As a veteran, one of the veterans on this team has been to Super Bowl chat, another one. Look at Sunday's victory for you guys as veterans that haven't had this opportunity. I know Charles has been to a Super Bowl. It's been a while since he's been there. What did kind of Sunday feel like for you guys that have been around a long time but haven't had the chance to play in this game?
It means, to me, it means everything. You know, I think when you're playing in this league a long time, that's the ultimate goal, is to get to the Super Bowl. And then the ultimate goal after that is to win it. And I'm excited about it. You know, like I said before, it hasn't hit me yet, but I know it will hit me soon, that now I have the opportunity to go to the dance. And the biggest thing for me now is to put that ring on my finger and be a part of my legacy, that I've been to the Super Bowl and I've also won the Super Bowl.
Did you and Chad or any of the other veterans that hadn't played in the Super Bowl yet, you guys have a little extra moment to kind of reflect on what you guys accomplished?
No, I don't know if we've done that. We haven't sat down and as a veteran group and sat down and talked about it, no. But I think we've shared our emotions through one another, me, Chad, Wood, just letting each other know exactly what we feel and how we feel and what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, you know, because, you know, when it's all said and done, that's what everybody wants, is their legacy to stand. And, you know, you look at, you know, Wood's legacy and Chad's legacy and mine, and, you know, the ultimate goal for that legacy is, everybody talks about it, is to get that Super Bowl ring. And if you get that, then everything, you accomplish everything, you know. And, you know, I think you kind of have everything in order, you know, make the team, Pro Bowls, Super Bowl, you know, that's it. And then that's like the final chapter of all, you know, the final chapter of your book.
Donald, there are two guys on your team that have been to the Super Bowl and experienced
it. I didn't hear you. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Very few guys on your team have been through this and experienced this. How do you think the younger guys, there's a lot of them on the team, are going to handle all the hoopla, the distractions, and all the stuff that goes around this game?
Well, I think they handle it well. I think, you know, we have a bunch of guys. I think it's only a couple of guys on our team that's been to a Super Bowl. I think only one person that I think that has a Super Bowl ring, and that's John Kuhn, you know. And I think you get to a point where you start talking to guys and these veteran guys and tell them that, you know, this is the show. This is what we all dreamed of as kids. And to get here, you just can't get there and then say, okay, we can lose it. You know, you got to win it all. And I think right now that's what our young guys know, that these veteran guys, we want to win it. And our young guys believe that now. And they know that exactly what we want, they want. And that's to put that ring on our finger at the end of the game.